Greetings, Internet. This is TJ with Wolf Talk, and I've got with me my co-host,
Wolf.
And we're here today with the one and only El Capo. I hope I'm saying that right. I didn't ask you beforehand.
No, you said that correctly, my brother. Thank you.
Well, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, man. You know, I'm counting the blessings, being thankful, and, you know, we're here just trying to be productive another day.
Yeah. Well, what about yourself, Wolf? You having a good day? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm having a great day.
Well, I'm really glad you could join us and everything today. So I guess we'll just go ahead and get started in. So, you know, what kind of got you started, you know, loving music and wanting to pursue that, you know, as a passion or a career?
Yeah, it goes so far back. Like, you know, my uncles, my father, my aunts, so much of them are involved in music. And, you know, when it really started is in my uncle's studio. I was about 7 years old, and I just came down to see, you know, what he was working on, because he's usually working on an artist here and there. And he's like, yo, do you want to record a song? And I was like, really? Like, it's like, yeah, from scratch. So, you know, we went on there, we made the beat from scratch, like, piece by piece. He asked me what I like, you know, how I wanted it to sound. And, you know, by the end of it, I went on there and I just freestyled like something that was in my head. And, you know, that would be my first song at the age of 7 in my basement. And, you know, ever since then, there was familiarities with it. So, you know, here and there, I would gravitate towards listening to a lot of hip hop and rap. But it wasn't until about middle school that I actually started getting into poetry and spoken word. And that's when I really started to dive into my writing abilities, and I started writing songs. And, you know, from there, it was kind of like a mixed match thing. Like, I would dive into it here and there. But, you know, a couple years later in grade 9, that's when I hit it, and I was freestyling like crazy with the guys, a couple of the guys, X, OGK, Luca. We would always freestyle for hours, and I would do that, honestly, throughout the years of high school. So music's always been around me. I've always had a love for it. I just didn't, honestly, start pursuing it the way I did until 2019.
What kind of caused you to kind of start going that way? Did something kind of, like, shake you to the core to kind of get moving in that direction? Or
and it was the change of, I'd say, environment and people around me, I'd say. Because, you know, prior to, you know, there's a couple supportive people on, oh, you have skills, you know, like, but then there's the common, you know, you should think about a job, you should, you know, music, not too many people do, you know the spiel, how it goes when you're trying.
Oh, yeah.
Out of the box, right? So that happened a lot. And it wasn't until, you know, first year university, I came back over from being in Bermuda. So now I'm in St. Catharines, and my roommate that I got placed with, you know, now today, good friend, business partner of mine, Camo Neptune. At the time, him and his friend, another good friend and business partner of mine, Funboy DC, these two looked at me and they were like, man, like, so when are you going to do this X, Y, Z? And I was like, well, I didn't plan on it. It was just, you know, it was just for fun. And they fully looked at me and was like, they were just like, no, we can't allow this to happen, because they believed in me that much. And honestly, you know, it lit a fire under me, I'd say. And I from there, I started to put the foot on the gas, I'd say.
Well, yeah, and I noticed today also, Mark, you marked a new release, I noticed this morning on so you want to talk a little bit about that song and anything about it?
Yeah, man. Yeah, so recently I have been firing out the releases. That's probably the second one within the month, actually third one within the month, and it just started. So the one today was called Where You Wanna Go, and that was produced by a producer from Toronto as well. His name's Six. And it was mastered by Camo Neptune, you know, the individual I mentioned before. And this song really is, you know, as far as I could say, is very in-your-face, motivational, you know. And if you listen to what I'm saying, you could pick out a lot of things that probably may help you. You know what I mean? This song, it kind of just came in a way where, you know, 6, he had hit me up and he wanted to work, and I was going through, you know, what he was offering, and the way the beats came, I just knew I had to go about it in this way. So this is like a perfect intro, you know, to our further projects to come. The song, you can find it anywhere, YouTube, Spotify, Deezer, Tidal, SoundCloud, almost anywhere. And actually, I posted a real snippet for that song about 2 to 3 days ago. That hit about 1.2 million plays on Instagram.
Oh my goodness.
190,000 plus likes, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
It did pretty well. So it was nice to have gotten that out and out into the public.
Now, you said you're from Toronto?
Yes, yes. So I was born in Toronto and ended up leaving around the age of 7, just after I recorded that first song, actually. And I moved to Bermuda, an island in the Atlantic. So I was out there for majority of my life. I didn't come back to Toronto until I was 18. So I had finished high school. I graduated at Cedar Bridge Academy. And I went over to Brock University. So I started my university career over there. And I've been...
I didn't honestly think that you could live in the Bermuda.
Well, and that's a thing that you get a lot. Like, you know, coming back and... Because the triangle, right? You always hear the triangle.
Right, the Bermuda Triangle. No wonder your time zone's all screwed up.
No, honestly. It's something, and, you know, we probably didn't see the most of it, but I had a few friends that have claimed to go fish in the triangle, and, you know, so it could be a he say, she say, but then anyone knows the
magnet. Did they come back?
A few of them, you know.
What about it? Yeah. 50-50, yeah.
It's like a 50-50 shot. You know, some come back, some don't.
Nah, you know what I mean? We get slants.
So have you had a chance to go out and do any shows recently, or are you planning on doing anything like that?
So most of my music success has been the last couple months, you know, through social media. But I have done a few performances last year. One was in London, Ontario. Shout out to Hoop Fest. You know, there was a Hoop Fest going on over there, and there's a bunch of other artists in the mix, and we did it for the community. So I performed there, and then another performance, Funkboy DC had a performance, and, you know, he wanted me to do something. So I was like, all right, cool. So I did that too. So really only two performances actually noted, but, funny thing is, well, not funny, but unfortunate, I had a few trips planned, for January, like around this time in February, but just, December on the 29th ended up getting in a car accident. And, thank you. Yeah. But so in a way it did just mess up the plans I had and, you know, dates and things. So when that one date got thrown off, it threw off the rest of the dates. So I'm in a period for those trips. But those trips were along the lines of, you know, getting out there, hosting a 1-2 events and performing and whatnot.
Yeah, you were okay, right? You didn't get hurt or anything like that? Or was it?
Immediately, you know, there was pain for a few days. But, you know, I did kind of what like I would do after basketball training. I just iced up and rested, and it did go away, so I'm thankful.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, the only thing that's gone is the car, so, but I'm thankful I'm still here, you know what I mean?
Well, that's a material thing that could be replaced.
Exactly. So, you know, we don't even pay too much attention to that.
Right, exactly.
So, you know, another question I had for, you know, I had a chance to listen to some of your music, and I really kind of appreciate your lyrics, and they kind of seem like they come from a place from, you know, deep down. Can you kind of talk about your, you know, as far as like when you're writing music, kind of where all that comes from or motivation you get? Yes.
Yeah. So I'm very big on the lyrics, man, like very big on the knowledge, you know, and early on, as far as I can remember, I'm always, you know, I'm that conspiracy guy. So I'll be reading, listening to this guy, that guy, going as far down the rabbit hole as you could possibly imagine. And, you know, that combined with my natural love for just knowledge, that makes me want to put it into my music. So a lot of the music I make is based on experience, things I've read, things I want people to know, things that I found out too late that, you know, people still might not, you know, be aware of. And I like to do the things where it's like, you can hear it and it can mean something, but the way I was delivering it, you'll be able to uncover if you uncover the rest of the lyrics.
Right.
It all goes hand in hand. Yeah. And, you know, when I was younger, I don't look at it as a punishment anymore, but like I used to have to read the dictionary, you know, certain times. And I feel like, you know, in the long term, that did help me because I am pretty fluent with words and certain words that you would not even hear in standard rap. You know, I'm trying to bring out, you know, even making my own words. And, you know, how do you think they got there in the first place? Someone made them. So I apply all of these things. And, you know, when I hear people, the reactions from listening or figuring out a line, I'm like, wow, like, you know, you got that. That makes me feel good. And it's all positive. You know what I mean? And I even do it with my cover arts too. So I like to put hidden underlying things within the names, the colors, everything. And, you know, it's cool to see how some people pick that out. And I could only imagine, you know, 10, 15 years down the line, you know, if someone wants to go back and analyze what they'd be able to get out of that.
Yeah. It's always interesting how, you know, you when you write something and then you see how people take it and they might have a completely different reaction than you might expect, you know, from it.
Yes, no. And that's the great thing about it. And, you know, music is so subjective and people can apply their meanings and, you know, different emotions towards it. But it usually comes back to around the same thing, you know, if it made you feel good or if, you know, it didn't. You know what I mean? Those vibrations hitting your body, they'll make you feel and groove a certain way, or they'll make you, you know, turned off in a certain way. It just depends on how it hits your ear.
Yes. I definitely have experience of that, because I know JPR's, he loves to like do the exact opposite of what you expect. Like, well, it sounds like an upbeat, happy song, but the lyrics might actually be kind of dark, or then it might sound dark, and actually the lyrics are kind of upbeat, or vice versa. It's like, yeah, so that's kind of funny.
Yeah, man.
Do you make your own beats, or do you buy them?
Yeah, so at first, you know, a good bit of the songs I have out now, I have made the beats too, because I used to make beats and DJ early on as well. You know, just in terms of learning, and I didn't do it as a career or anything, but I was learning and doing it for fun. But yeah, early on I did. Then I moved towards, you know, working with producers that I had met, you know, through school or whatnot. And, you know, those relationships didn't necessarily pan out the way I wanted them to. You know, otherwise I feel like I'd still be getting beats and, you know, have that relationship. But right now I've been getting a lot of my beats from Calmo Neptune, because he dove into that heavy and he really did a great job. He's been on it. And so I'd say a good portion of my beats come from Calmo Neptune as well. And then, you know, as things went along, beats kind of just started getting thrown at me. So, you know, now I haven't had to pay a lot for beats because I have so much given to me. You know, another producer that I do work with now, he's from Australia. His name's Jay Burns. He's been a great addition, you know, to me working with him. And, you know, I like the way that the beats and the raps work. It's just crazy. He made the beat for State Panic and the Porter Package, my double single I released. And those songs did phenomenal. And the way they came out was so smooth. Like, sometimes I'll have, you know, early on at least, I had, you know, choppy processes of getting the song out. But, you know, recently everything's been flowing like real smooth. So I'm thankful for that.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what's a good skill to have too, that you can make yourself too, if, you know, if you need to.
Definitely.
Yeah. Not all artists have that. So, It's kind of one question we ask most of our artists, you know, just because how difficult it is to get out there and everything. So what was the kind of the difficulties when you first started getting out there and trying to get your name out there? Like, were you doing most of all this work all by yourself, or were you having, you know, help with that? I mean, you know, a lot of artists have that balance between wanting to focus on the music, but then also having to worry about all the marketing and all the, you know, all that. Then they can kind of take away sometimes. So we just kind of.
Yeah. Well, for the most part, no, I haven't worked with a team or anything where, you know, they're handling that as their main task, you know. Along the way, a lot of, you know, my friends and, you know, now business partners have been involved in it, but they also have their own things going on as well. So most of the time it does resort back to me. I am handling most of everything I'm doing now, recording or the mixing, you know, Camel Neptune helped me out a big part of that, or certain producers that I have relationships with back in Toronto. If I was to go there, you know, I know I'll be able to go make a track and come out with it, you know, just like that. So it's like, I don't know. It's really in the air sometimes. But I like to attack it with heavy pressure, so to say. You know what I mean? So once I do it, it ain't no letting up with that. And that's just how I'd put it.
Well, you did pretty good, I would say, if you're eating up to this so far.
Well, thank you. Sometimes I do think about it, if I was able to focus more attention on this, then, you know, things would go farther in this area, but then I would have to make up for this area. So right now I have just been taking it, you know, a day at a time. Especially these last couple months have been crazy. Like, because before I wasn't getting all these messages and offers for this and offers for that. And, you know, like in November, I secured like six different brand sponsors just because of the recent couple videos I had posted on there.
Oh,
I've ran over 30 million plays on the Instagram reels just these past months.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
Honestly, I was just like, how is this? Okay, yep, this is happening. So yeah, we're going to. So I've just been pumping them out, and you know, I saw translation into my streams. I was about to say moderately, but I can't even say I've done 100,000 in 8 days before, and that's what happened. So I could say that actually panned out pretty good for me as well.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Yeah, you have a pretty good result. So do you have anything else that you're still working on? You're getting ready to, or any like releases upcoming, or?
Yes. So really, I was supposed to be getting ready to announce a certain genre EP that's dropping. I won't say which genre, but I will say I am working on a string of genre EPs. So, you know, they'll encompass different genres. Detroit rap, New York drill, dancehall, country rap, boom bap. You know, I'm going to attack all these different genres in the only way I know how to, and that's proper. So I'm gonna attack that. I'm already in work with some of them, but like I said, some complications push delays, and so just a little longer, and then we'll start seeing those genre EPs. But until then, you know, I'm gonna be firing out the occasional single here and there, just like I did today. So you'll know that you'll be seeing consistent music from me, regardless.
Awesome.
We'll definitely keep in contact, make sure to keep everyone informed and like post your updates, and I'm sure we'd more love to bring you back on again eventually.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course. You guys are awesome.
Oh, well, thanks. We appreciate that. So Wolf, did you have any other questions you wanted to ask?
No, you pretty much covered everything.
Yeah, I think I did. Well, was there anything else you want to tell your fans or anything you want to have Mello look for or see?
Well, yeah, man. Look, man, you know, Camel Neptune, you know, him and I, we got a lot of things coming. So really be on the lookout for that. You know, we've been working for years, and you know, we've gotten to the place where we're now, you know, ready to start pumping them out. You know, just on top of that, one of the reels that sparked all of that was a reel with me and Camo Neptune, and that did about 8 million, 8.6 or 7 million. And, you know, that started starting all the traction for me, you know. And so definitely look out for Camo Neptune and I, you know, Funk Boy, you know, Alphabet. You know, we got a lot of guys that we're working with over here, and we're coming with a lot of music pretty soon.
Well, stay out of the triangle.
Well, don't get lost then.
No, if you don't go in it, you're not going to get lost. Don't go in it.
I'm right here. Trust me. I'm right by the mic.
Well, it's been really great talking with you and everything. And I hope everything works out. We're going to keep in contact and hopefully have you back. And I guess this will be the first episode today. We will be back here probably in about 40 minutes with our second episode with country artist Ryan Daniel. So that'll be entertaining. So we'll be right back. Yeah. So
I'm good. Grind is in, man. Nah, I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, no problem at all. Yeah, it was our pleasure. We appreciate it. Totally. All right. Well, this has been TJ.
And I'm Wolf.
And this is Wolf Talk Podcast. We'll be seeing you guys later today or tonight. We'll see you later.
All right, brother.
All right. Oh, stay on just for a minute before you hang up. So when I'm stopped here.
No worries.